Father in heaven, we're so fearfully and wonderfully made. Father, we're made in your image, in your likeness. Father, we know that we haven't received that finished mark yet, but Father, we're working out our lives, trying to work out our salvation, fear and tremblingness toward you this day. And Father, you are our way maker. You are our leader. And Father God, you gave Jesus that special son. And Lord, also, you've given us the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, you've given us your angels to be charged over us, keep us all of our ways, lest we even dash our feet against a stone. And Father, I thank you for your goodness, your mercies, your everlasting love. Father, I thank that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. That we change, mankind changes continually, but you never change. You're always the same. And Father, we pray that you'd move mightily this day in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in Jesus' name. I pray for a mighty blessing this day. I pray that you'd speak to our hearts this day in a very wonderful way, in a very lasting way, in a very special way. And Father, we just thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus, the name above every name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I really felt today that if I could, Father and his family, basically is like what it should be. I believe that's pretty much the Father and his family. And our Heavenly Father has so made us all in his image, but we have to choose whether we want to be in his family. And that choosing is done by persuasion sometimes through a move of the Spirit. And the Bible says we can't even be saved unless the Spirit draws us. So a move in the Spirit, somehow that sometimes something gets down in our heart. We want something that the Lord has to offer for us. And hopefully we grow in that direction. And we take it, the first steps of our life, we're like little babies. We are very tiny steps, and we don't even know whether we're moving or not. That's when we start out. We start out as an infant in the Lord. As we progress, then God moves upon us. But I really believe that the Spirit of God is here to help us, to strengthen us, because I believe that His coming is very, very soon and very sure. He is coming after a people that's looking for Him. And if we're not, then someone else will have to fit in that category. Because he's going to have a people. He's going to have people that really love him, care for him. But we start off basically as nothing. We start off as a child. When we were a child, we didn't really know much. But we start growing and we learn every day of our life. We grow more and more and more. But the Spirit of God has a way of bringing us into that place of completion through the Spirit. As we start growing toward him, then we come against trials, problems we face, and sometimes we want to throw our hands up and quit, but we cannot do that. We got to keep going on because the latter end of our prize is very great. What God has offered to the believer was once just a lowly sinner, like we all were sinners, was we had no hope, no assurance, and we had really no love, no deep love, but not the love of God. And when that day came in our hearts that we could accept that good news, accept Jesus as a personal Savior, there became a birth that takes place in our being. And that birth starts off, and pretty soon, that's why we need the comfort of the church. That's those who are a little like a family. You know, a lot of the families, my wife, she was in a family of 13, but the older ones sort of took care of the younger ones. And that's the way it is in the Word of God. As we grow, the older ones are to come down and to help the younger ones, to show them the way, to help them through life's trials, and just to encourage them, not to put them down, but help them in their decisions, help them in all the things that they face, we all face, that are so difficult at that early stages of life. I really believe the early stages are, we really need more help than any other period of time, because that's the time when we get our foundation on the Lord Jesus Christ, on God. We get our foundation that we don't, there's no other place that we want to live. The Bible says that he that builds his house upon the sand, that house can't stand. But he that builds his house upon the rock, he can stand through the elements of time. When the winds come our ways, when the storms come our ways, when the problems, we can still stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where we need to start out very early years of life, that we want to stand on the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to stand in Him. Be ye strong in the Lord and power of His might. Put ye on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. So we have to withstand And you know, there used to be the three little pigs, and one had pig, his house was straw, and the other one had sticks, another one made us a brick. Well, that's like we are. We can make our home of a straw, and when the wolf comes our way and blows on us, we fall. Even sticks won't stand up. But when they stand and put that on the solid rock and build a house of brick, basically, it stands. It stands against the pressures of that one that's coming against you. And that one that comes against you wants to have us someday to live with him forever, which we don't ever want to be with that one. Hell is not a place for mankind. It's for the enemy. It's for the one that come against God himself. And that through that, we find ourselves alienated many times that we feel we're not comfortable. And we feel like we're going through situations we can't handle. But if God allows us, we grow into his being. We grow against problems. We grow against ugliness, sins that we got to start forsaking. As we grow, we have to lay aside all those weights that easily beset us. So when anger comes our way, we just got to sort of curb it a little bit. Say, help me, Lord, not to be so angry. Next time, don't let me be so judgmental. Don't let me be a wicked-minded, a lustful person, a hateful person. All these areas we start growing, and that's when we come in to the Lord. We all got these sort of in our being. We might be just 2 years old, but still it's in there. The Bible says, and ye have the quickened of dead trespasses and sin, for we once walked all according to the course of this world, according to the principality of the earth, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. So we've all come up this ladder, and we come because God loves us. And God wants to make himself known to us, that he can actually be our Father. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:1, be ye followers of God as dear children. You see a family where there's love in that family, everybody there's coming together. When one hurting, the other one hurts. And when one feels good, everybody feels good, because you're part of a family. And that family, when you are members of our body, when a finger hurts, we hurt all over. When our head hurts, we hurt, because it's part of the body. Well, that's what we are. We start becoming the body of Christ. We become, even though we're an individual, we start coming into a unique place that we're part of God's family, that we're part of what God has structured for us to be, that we can live with him forever and ever in peace, in joy, having the witness of God within us, having the faithfulness of God. God is forever faithful. And that's one of the things that we have to learn when we first come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that God is faithful. He will hear your cry. He will hear your petition. His eyes over the righteous and his ears are open to their cries. That's where our faith starts, that we believe that God literally sees us at all times, which he does. But we need to get that down inside, that we have that faith that God will never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He is always with me through the times of darkness and the times of discouragement. Even when the enemy comes against me and says all manner of evil against me falsely, God before us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's within us, he that's within the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we start learning these extra truths. It's part of God. So we start taking on part of God. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask to think according to the power that worketh within us. As we start growing, there's a power within us. As we pray and call upon God, he hears us. And he wants us that way because he wants us to call upon him. He wants us to seek for him. He wants us to desire him. He wants us to love him. It just touches the heart of God when we love him. Lord, I love you. And just God loves that. And that's what he's bringing us out from, a people that's very sad looking before we've made Jesus. We're not the best looking. We do some things that's not very good. We start growing. He starts changing that nature. We put on his nature. We take off the old man and put on the new man. And ye happy quickened or dead in trespass and sin, where we once all walked according to the course of this world, according to the principality of the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. As we start growing, God takes away the old and gives us new. And it's like the fields. One year you'll have, the grass will come up and you'll get, the end of the summer, it'll get drier. Actually here, and the first of summer, it's dry. But the next year, the green grass will come up and it'll be a new cycle. And basically, that's what we do in the Lord. We grow in steps. We grow to maturity and we can take another step and then we grow more and more and more. We can come to a place that we can trust God with all of our heart. And when we first started, we have to be truthful. We could not do that. We didn't have that makeup within us that we could trust Him, that we could really live for Him like we grow in that. And God lets us grow toward Him, and we learn to be an overcomer. When I'm a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child. When I was a child, God understands I'm a child. But as long as I'm making passing grades, I'm an overcomer. But when I get to be a little bit higher, He says, please don't do that no longer. Then it becomes a sin if I continually do in it or go in it. As we grow out of into that into an overcomer. We lose that hang-up and becomes no longer a hang-up, and we can become a winner with God. We can walk in His blessing, walk in His encouragement. As the children of Israel, God wanted them to literally to be His children. He wanted them to rely on Him, that He would be able to provide for them. He would be able to keep them. He would be able to protect them when the enemies of the life would come out against Israel. And yet, they could not, it was something they could never did really come in the fullest in that area. And that's like many of us, we go time, year after year, and we're still coming against the same problems we started out with. This is where we need to grow. We need to come to the Lord. But there is one blessing that God has given the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ that we truly need. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. We become the temple of the Holy Ghost. We have a temple of the Holy Spirit. And if that He dwells where He's there, we're going to grow because He's there to enable us to grow. If He's absent, it's hard for us to grow because we're doing a thing within our own framework. And our framework is very not adequate against what we have to face. But with the Spirit of God, as we grow, God allows us to grow in Him that we might come against the obstacles that comes upon life's pathway, that we might become overcomers. When we're a child, most of us do not do very much physical work. And the same in the Spirit. When we're children in the Lord, we're not going to do very much spiritual work. We start growing. As you start growing to the time that you become an adult, then God can speak to you. Thus said the Spirit of God, and you make things happen because of your faith in Him. Because of your faith, that's what's happening to our ministries. As people call in for a need, and Brother Freedom probably only prays once or twice, but I know it's finished. I don't have to keep going over and over and over, because that's our process. As we grow into a greater depth and see these great miracles happen. But it didn't happen overnight. It happened by days of serving God. It came by times that I had to get on my knees and pray. And it took time when I had to work out my salvation with fear and troubles. It was a time when many times I had to stand alone. And that stand alone, many people don't like that. They don't like to stand alone. But the Bible says that we must come out from among them, be separate, said the Lord. Sometimes our separation, we don't want to lose that comfort zone that we grew up in our surroundings. We like their crowd. We like because we've been around them all of our life. And God says, it's about time for you to leave that because I have something more special for you. Because if you're a Christian, you're to be a little above the cares of this world. You don't need to be down there enjoying the wrong things of life. For us, when we was a child, God allowed us to enjoy these things. We start growing pretty soon. What God hates, we're going to start hating. The things that God loves, we're going to love. So as we start growing, this starts working within us. We get to be not plural-minded, we're single-minded as we start growing deeper. Many of us as children, we do one thing and think the other, and God permits it as okay at that time. But He wishes one time that we'll start growing and have our mind set totally on the living God. That we might have, the Bible says, He wants us to be above everything. We need to seek Him first in our lives. Nothing else can take the place of God. As long as we have that idea that I can do this, then we're leaning on our own understanding. And God needs to move our hearts by this word. When we look not at the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. So when we start going through life's journey, we'll say, well, I can't do that. Yes, you can with God's help. You can go, and you can do it. You've got to have that openness in your mind that you know that God before you, who can be against you? And God expects us to stretch our muscles. Our spiritual muscles. It means we think we can't do it. We step out anyway. We step out in faith because God said we can do it. We'll never get anywhere until we say, God, I'll step out. I don't know what's going to happen. But we do this, we start growing. And pretty soon our steps from a child, we knew what was going to have place. But after we get older, it's by faith. It's something you haven't seen. So you have to step, literally believe God, and the fact that Him telling you, it's going to happen. And also, there's another upgrade in that. God just showed me here recently, we need, in the Spirit, having the anointing of God upon us, and the Spirit of God, we need to be more in tune with the Spirit of God than having going by the feeling. So a lot of people, they feel it. As long as they feel it, they think that whatever they're saying is right, but it may be wrong. It's there just as a guide, but you're still, your emotions come through the mental part. The feelings is just a chemistry that's around you because everything is right. So we can't really lean heavily upon what we feel. That feeling will come later if you stay where you should be. I've seen people literally lose the whole, don't want to go into the details, but they literally lost a lot because of the feeling when they should have stopped. Obedience is better than sacrifice. When God says stop, I don't care how good you feel, you stop. If God says go here, you still say, well, I feel good. Well, then, good, you're feeling good, but still obey God. We need to start growing up to obeying God. My sheep know my voice, and they come at my call, and a stranger they do not know. We need to seek God in this day with the Spirit of God, with the aggressiveness that God will never leave me and never forsake me, that I will have that desire to serve the true, the living God, and have His faithfulness upon me and in us, about us, that we can walk courageously in His last days. Excuse me. God is supernatural. When we start out, we're not supernatural. We start basically as just knowing basically what we know. But there comes a time when we'll start growing in that supernatural. God wants us to be so involved in Him that we forget about ourselves. When we think about ourselves, you can't really touch hot iron if you're thinking too much about yourself, because you're going to get burned. You've got to move through that same thing in life. We're going to get hurt unless we move through the Spirit, because our defenses is not adequate to what we face. Even we start growing in the Lord. You might think that you can come and get some things, but it's impossible without the Spirit of God. It's impossible without our Heavenly Father. Our Father is with us all the time. Amen. He's here with us right now. He never, 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 ever, ever, ever will leave us. He's beside you. He will go with you. The Lord is our shepherd. We will not have to walk. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He will keep us. But God is available. And I think we need to really... Satan is just... But see, that's what he does in life. He wants us to fail. And that's his biggest desire. I don't care how far we go along with the Lord. He wants us to look at our own personal endeavor. And our personal endeavor cannot do anything. And when we're looking at our own personal, we're losing out. We're to be hid in God, hid in Christ. Yeah. We're to hide ourselves in Him that we're not even seen. And we start growing, we're not even in the picture. God before us, who can be against us? We're living in a different realm than when we first started. We're living a time of safety in the Lord. Well, God's been so wonderful. And you know, find ourselves as basically alienated in an alienated nations. And what we are, we're lights that shine for God. We find ourselves where we look, we don't see that. We see the opposite. But God does it for a purpose. That you're letting your light shine in the most unhandy conditions there is. So Satan is actually trying to take our breath from us. He's trying to take what we have in our minds. Our minds are something that he can't have. Now our words, we need to be careful what we speak, because they have to be anointed by the Spirit from God. But Satan comes to kill, destroy, and steal, as he's doing right now. He's coming to take our life. He's trying to just squeeze it out if he can. But he's not going to win. We're more than conquerors through him which loves us. God is forever faithful. And God will deliver us. Even though we go through situations like I'm facing this very second. God is real. He is very understanding. But what we have to offer God is a material body. We're all the same. We're very limited. Even the spirits upon us, we're very limited because our body is not always itself under the operation of the Spirit. Because we can't make our body do like you're breathing. There's many things in our body that we have no choice but to see. The principality of the air is a spirit that works in the children of disobedience. So he comes against God's people to put them down to a place that they no longer have a zeal for God. He wants to ruin their testimony. He wants to remove their power. And that power is for the hour that they're living. And God wants to move upon his people in a very wholesome way. Lord, help me. That's a very deep message here. But we find ourselves actually like we're almost handicapped. And God takes the handicap of us to defeat the enemy that has all his power. Basically, that's what it's all about. God takes zero against all the odds of the universe.
Amen.
You and God make a majority. So you start off as a child, and you start with the when you first links of your life, you don't know if it's all there, but pretty soon God starts hooking it all up, connecting it. And pretty soon you start seeing that God's got a definite purpose for you. And if you hang on to God or stay in the Lord, he will perfect it to the day that he brings you home. It says that he will perfect us to that time he calls us home. And if God's there, we don't have to worry. But we do feel the things from the enemy. He comes to disturb us. He comes to make us angry. He comes to anything he can do. He's the master of wrongdoings. But God is greater. God will perfect that which lacketh within us. He's here to enable us that we might be victorious over the death, grave, and hell. And we're coming at a very close time when God's coming back through the clouds of glory. And what we have for the Lord is going to last. It's going to stand out forever and ever and ever. And this body that we have has to be saved now to be saved then. It has to be molded now to be molded then. I'm persuaded that there's people that do get in and the skin of their teeth. I know that, but most of us, to grow in the Lord. We grow into maturity. We grow into the place that I won't be denied. There's an old song, I won't be denied. And we have to come to that place that if the whole world's against us, we're still going to serve Jesus. We're going to serve the living God. We're going to walk in his faithfulness. God would give us strength through the test of time. We face opposition daily. And anyone that doesn't, they're really... But you face opposition, but you face it in the love of God. You face it in the determination to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being. The Lord is basically trying to take us. Many of us are misfits, really. And God's trying to take a people that basically we didn't have any hope till he came into our life. And when that time comes, we don't see it at that time because we think everything's just, oh, it's just going so good. We're having so much fun. But the fun that you're having then is temporary. The things that you'd enjoy then will some days maybe take your life. They're destructive to us. So God wants to get us away from those areas. It takes in that curbing from that. It makes sometimes like pulling teeth or something. We don't want to do it. But God wants to get rid of some of those youthful lusts, those youthful problems that we grow out of toward him. We start growing into maturity. Doesn't eliminate us that we don't have problems, but we start growing. Where can I go but to the Lord? That's that saying. There's nobody that we can go to but the Lord. But I believe that God wants us to come into maturity in the Lord.
Amen.
And whatever we face, greater is he that's within me. He's in the world. You know, we, like myself today, the Lord said go, but sometimes we go some places. There's penalties, even though he says go. And that's the way life is. He says, do this, you do it, but if you go beyond that, you're in trouble. You've got to follow God's leading all the time. He will never leave you.
Amen.
Watchful eyes upon the righteous. Father God, I just pray that you'll bless this service. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.